Bridget is with us. Hello, Bridget.
Hello.
Go ahead. What would you like to ask the team?
What it is my husband got multiple sclerosis in his late teens, and he was to go on to be a professional footballer, but he used to be ever so good one week, and he could do everything, and then another week he couldn't run properly. His feet, legs used to go together, and it was awful to watch, really. We got married anyhow, and he started to fall down, and that when he was 34, and we had three children at this stage, and he was diagnosed when he was 35. Well, the question is this hereditary for one thing?
Let's first of all put that to Steve.
We really do not understand why your husband developed multiple sclerosis. The wonderful progress that Professor Compston discussed earlier in this session really gives us hope that in the future we might understand MS in a simpler way. We know that genetics and our inheritance does predispose some of us more than others to developing MS. But MS is not a purely or even a predominantly hereditary disease.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Alistair, have you got anything to add to this?
Well, only really to reiterate what Steve has said, that knowing about the genetics of multiple sclerosis helps us as medical scientists to understand the nature of the problem, but it's not a cause for worry for individual people because the risks to close relatives are very, very low. Except in the one situation of an identical twin. But the genetics is about understanding what's going on, not about counselling or other applications.
So, say, for example, my grandma had multiple sclerosis. So what's the chance of me then developing multiple sclerosis compared to Chris, whose grandparent didn't?
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your granny, Hannah, but it does mean that you are very slightly more likely than the average person to develop the illness. Shall we say 1 in 500 people will develop multiple sclerosis? And if you've got a first-degree relative who has or had the illness, then your individual risk is slightly increased. But it is still very low. And we have figures for the granddaughter of a woman who had the illness in life, and you can be reassured that this risk is down at under 1%.
Thank you, Alistair.